Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Your chest on me, and welcome to Smooth Drama. Dick Thunder over here rubbing his titties against my arm. He must like that feel. Okay, right on. Got a special show for you this evening. We have Alyssa Juryat from the show Girlicious calling in at 9:30. So until then, you know, Dick's got his full thing over here. I don't even want to know, but he got his stories that he looked up online, and we are ready. You like licking your fingers, dude?
What you got against me licking my fingers?
I don't know. Well, looking pretty
hater.
Disgusting over there. Haters! So,
but
today
is about love.
Love.
I'm a harbinger of love today.
A what?
A harbinger.
What's a harbinger?
I am a carrier. Of love. I bring love to the building.
I want to sit, like, outside, you know.
All right. So.
What are you pointing at?
Nothing.
You're pointing at something.
I'm just pointing at you. Can
I point
at you?
Yeah, just
don't touch me, please. I'm not trying to.
Because, you know, you're a carrier.
Today is about love, you know.
Love.
We talk about hate a lot. And we're probably going to talk about hate.
We don't talk about hate.
Well, no, we don't talk about hate. We just hate on people that are stupid and do stupid stuff.
That'd be called ignorance.
Well, that too.
We
starting the peace, love, anti-ignorance, anti-crazy movement today. Smooth drama.
Anti-ignorant, anti-hate. Dick Hugger is on racial rehab. How you doing on that, man?
Not today.
Oh, you gonna take it there? Dude?
I'm taking it there today.
Okay. So what
went
you got?
All the way back to the motherland.
Oh, you know, I've been putting it out there that if you text the word smooth drama to 41411 from your mobile device, you can win 3 pairs of wearable shoe trees.
Not one.
3.
Not 2.
You know, you can do the whole kitty support, the whole other support, and whatever other support you think you need. But that is a, $29.95 value. So, again, text the word smooth drama, one word, to 41411 from your mobile device. Also, we got Alyssa Juryat calling in at 9:30. So you can send your questions in to
smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com.
Or you can also give us a call, and you can ask your questions live on the air at
646-929-2037, baby.
And if you don't know who Alyssa Juryat is, she is from the show Girlicious. So what is it that makes you want to do that every time I say the word Girlicious?
What?
Lick your fingers.
I'm not even licking my fingers.
It's
an illusion.
Action,
it's an illusion.
Illusion. So
right.
What makes you want to do that?
Why are you all up in mind?
Girlicious.
Why?
Girlicious. Do you want to start, you know, the whole illusion of licking your fingers again?
No, it's all right.
Okay, next time we go to the city.
You done ruined it.
Okay. Should I go get the horrible shoe tree so you can have some titties for it?
I got titties support right here. My titties are supported
okay,
there.
Okay,
They're not poking out,
okay.
None of that there.
Because you might need, you know, a bigger bra than I have, so.
Yeah,
male support. Did you see that hairy chest?
Male support right there.
Yeah, hairy chest.
Anyway. Like I said, we're on the love movement, anti-ignorance today, going back to the motherland.
Motherland.
Going back to the motherland, what they call Africa, a sex-starved Kenyan sues the Women's League. Yeah, right. Kenyan man, he sued women activists who called on women to boycott sex to protest the growing divide in the nation's coalition government. James Kimando said the 7-day sex ban, which ended this week, resulted in stress, mental anguish, back aches, and lack of sleep.
Where the hell does backache come from? Okay.
Well,
oh, God. Men, we want to hear from you, Cohen, on that one, because I want to know. If you don't get sex within 7 days, you get back. Maybe he didn't have sex longer than 7 days, but he just blaming it on the 7-day thing, saying that he's getting a backache. But
it's
lack of sex get.
It's not create, about the backache.
What's it about?
Nah, see.
Well, he's saying it causes.
Yeah, but see, he's suing the Kenyan woman activists over their anti-violence strategy, which called for withholding sex for a week to protest.
Is he saying that it induces violence if you don't have?
No. See, in Kenya, they have had some violence.
Mm-hmm.
The nation, you know, people, they had some violence last year. Over 1,000 people were killed. And so the women were seeing that the government was starting to go towards civil war again. The prime minister, whose name here is Lala Odinga, and the president, Maui Kibaki, they've been having, you know, a little detente. They ain't been getting along, and so you split the nation. And the folks didn't want to go back to violence. I mean, it was basically Bloods and Crips in the streets with no laws. And, you know, last year they had a lot of violence. This year, the Women's League said in protest of this, all the women in Kenya
withhold sex for a week. Is that any
protest.
Type of sex?
No sex at all. So,
okay.
Homie, Mr. Kimando, said, hey, you know, I'm going to sue. But,
why is he suing?
He's suing because he didn't have it. He didn't get to have sex. Now, what,
ever?
Well, he was a married man. You know.
Oh, so is he mad because his wife held sex?
Yeah.
Withheld sex?
Yeah, his wife withheld sex from him.
So he wants to sue now.
Yeah. Yeah, but with the Women's League, they did that because of the violence. They didn't want the violence.
Right.
They didn't want innocent folks being shot. So,
well, there has to be some woman out there that just said, you out your damn mind.
No, but you got to understand.
All these women abided by that?
Dude. Anybody. Nah, if we're talking about you withhold sex and you're not going to be in civil war, and when you walk out the door, you're not going to get shot at, which one is more important? No sex. And you can bring stability to the country? 7 days. We ain't talking about 7 years. 7 days. Or you have sex. And these fools is out there acting the fool, shooting at each other.
But what are they saying? Having sex causes this? I don't understand. Help me understand. I'm
okay.
Confused.
Basically, say me and another guy was at war.
Okay.
And we're shooting in the street all the time, right in front of your door.
Okay.
You're like, okay, you organize everybody in the neighborhood not to have sex with men who are involved in this stupidness and who don't want to step in and stop this foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
So they do that. And it worked because
the men stopped
fighting.
The
men stopped.
Because they wanted to have sex.
And
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it now.
And so
the
principal leaders met as a result of the boycott, and they're setting up reforms to look into the country's internal security, she said. she being Ann Nyong'o, one of the sex strike organizers.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're talking about a constructive way. Nobody was hurt. I mean, homie was hurt. He had mental anguish, stress, and backache and the lack of
sleep. Good Lord, how many times in 1 week does he have sex normally?
I'm thinking that he was just exaggerating. Homie was exaggerating.
What did I say? I can't read the chat because I can't sleep down. Anyways.
So yeah. that is a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing.
Okay.
Peace. If you can, and that's what we want to do here. We want to be about peace. So if you know any gangbangers and whatnot, don't have sex with them till they stop gangbanging. No more sex for gangbangers and people who want to just fight just for the sake of fighting. If you're out there shooting.
From what I hear, sex relieves stress. So.
Exactly.
Okay. So, for those of you that are just turning in, we do have a special show for you tonight. Alyssa Juryad from the show, oh God, Girlicious is on. You know what? You're so dark, you can't even see that on there.
I hate on my
dog. So she'll be calling in at 9:30. So. But we also want to announce that you can win 3 pairs of wearable shoe trees by texting the word, stop looking, and say your part.
Mood drama at 41411.
From your mobile devices. So, and we will announce winners probably on next week's show. So, again, Alyssa Juryad at 9:30. What else do you have?
Well, New York. A New Yorker, a Brooklyn man was taken to Brooklyn Hospital for biting his own penis.
Biting his own penis or biting it off?
Well, he bit
he's hungry.
The tip of his own penis off. Convicted sex offender from Brooklyn took a bite out of himself. His name is Damian Iriarty. And he was found naked and bleeding behind a building in the Fort Greene section of Brooklyn after having bitten the tip off his own penis, police said.
He bit off the tip. Now, when you say tip, was it a big chunk or did they say any stitches? Oh, wow.
He bit off the tip. Now, he was a convicted sex offender,
mm-hmm.
And he had pleaded guilty in Suffolk County in 2004 to 2 misdemeanors after being accused the previous year of raping a 13-year-old girl. So maybe
he was punishing himself.
Punishing
doing
himself
it.
For
so
doing
he decided
it.
To bite himself. Did he say that he needed stitches? I wasn't listening.
He bit the tip of his penis. Off. So I'm going to assume that they had to sew it back on.
Well, you don't know if they were able to sew it back on.
They could sew it back on.
Sew that back on or just kind of let it heal on its own. You don't know how much of his penis he bit off. To where
he bit the tip off.
He may not. I mean, a tip. Okay, I can bite the tip of my finger off. Well, not that I would. Or,
yeah.
You know, it. Doesn't mean that I'm going to need, you know, stitches. Oh, what was he on drugs or something?
I'm going to...
The tip of his penis.
I'm going to think that he was mentally ill. I'm just going to take a guess at it. And he's mentally ill and...
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Well, it makes me wonder, okay, because, you know, my mind just goes... In the direction.
I figured it would.
What was he doing right before he decided to bite the tip up? Was he, maybe he wasn't satisfied with what he was getting or what he was doing to himself. He decided to bite the tip off.
I got no nothing on that. I mean,
because you know, sometimes
he was naked in the corner of the building.
Naked.
Bucket.
It's kind of like what you're gonna do soon, huh? Because you know, it's not over. My goal is to get a sponsorship this week.
I said,
get yourself ready.
Hey, I'm a man of my word.
Butt talks naked.
I've been pumping iron. You know,
Dick Hugger is gonna run butt talks naked.
I've been doing my sit-ups. So I got like 2.5 packs, maybe 3 packs. So that I can get my
burn
down the street and look like
run
I got.
On.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We got the cameras out there. We're going to announce it and everything.
Yeah, we're going to
post it in the Union Tribune.
Like the Riddler. I'm going to give clues and you're going to have to be Batman and Robin.
Me?
No, I'm saying like the Riddler.
The Riddler.
The Riddler from Batman and Robin, but anybody who's ever read a Batman comic book, the Riddler would
give. Can I say that I have?
Anyway, the Riddler would give Batman clues. And so we will give clues to the location, but you're going to have to do some guesswork.
That's all right. You know I'm going to give it out. I'm going to text everybody.
All right.
But, you know, if you text the word smooth drama to 41411, I will make sure that you know where Dick Hugger is going to be running through the streets. Buttocks naked.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if you email Dick at smoothdrama.com, I will give you Bubba's personal address.
There you go.
And you can get her phone number and you'll hook you up on the blind date with Butter.
Yeah, because you know what? It'll be so blind I won't show up. That's how blind it's going to be. What else you got? Don't give me any more biting off the penis stories, because that's just ow.
Yeah, I'm more assuming that it hurt.
Well, hello, yeah. Well, it just makes me wonder, what was he doing before he decided to bite?
He was naked.
Himself? What was he doing?
He's
been standing there naked and went, I'm going to bite myself. So, you know, I'm what was his name again?
Damien Iriarty.
Okay. Next story.
Next story. Next story is actually about Germany. The German sex industry. You know, the financial crisis hitting there too.
Oh no!
And
in
Germany, prostitution is legal in the whole country.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? What do you call that? I can't even think of the word. Controlled.
Yeah, it's controlled. And as a matter of fact, they did something. Now I'm looking forward to them doing with the cars and stuff because I need a new car. So
what are they doing with the cars?
Well, I'm saying they should do this. The sex industry has responded with the economic stimulus package and rebates and gimmicks.
So you want them to give out gimmicks?
Hey, no.
Rebates. They're going to offer you rebates.
No, see, because what they're doing, like a brothel like the Giesshaus in Hamburg, they're offering, among other things, discounts to help lure back customers. Like,
what kind of discount?
They cut prices and added promotions. Like
a two-for-one or a freebie or something?
Yeah, they've introduced all-inclusive flat rate fees. Free shuttle buses.
From where? Everyone park in one area and you all get shuttled in for a group fuck or something?
Discounts for seniors and taxi drivers.
Seniors? How old? What's the senior?
As well as day passes.
What? A day pass? Wow, maybe you should call and get one of those. What's considered a senior, though? Is it okay? Ages? Or,
I'm going to assume probably like 50 and up. Around that.
You're a goof.
What? But you mean I'm a goof? Why I gotta be a goof? I'm saying, you act like I'm the one that made this up. I'm reporting the news. The German sex industry is like, hey.
But it's not telling you when.
The whole business is, you know, not doing that good. So we got to be with the
time.
They
want to boost the economy by offering rebates and day passes.
Day passes.
For these brothels.
Yeah.
And senior discounts. Are they offering discounts for Viagra and Cialis too?
Well, hey.
Don't some of these seniors need a little bit of
Karen Ahrens, who manages the Yes Sir brothel in Hanover.
Yes, sir. What kind of yes man?
For us too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she said that revenues have dropped by 30%.
Ooh.
And so they're feeling
that's a lot.
Do
we give any pricing or where a website or anything saying, well, we can go and check this out? How much was the discount? No, but I, you know, I may know some people that want to travel over there.
Well, I mean,
maybe the people that were in Africa that went to that 7 days, they can all fly to Germany and take advantage of this, and they don't have to go through the whole waiting the 7 days for sex. They can go to Germany and get, you know, the whole day pass and stay there. And wait until the 7 day thing passes and come back to Africa.
Well, look.
That would cut down on the violence.
Now remember, on the show earlier this year, we was out there for prostitution.
You were out there for prostitution.
Yeah, I was saying prostitution should be legalized.
Hey, did you hear that Obama may isn't he gonna make weed?
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
In 2002,
well, that makes some people up. Okay.
Anyway, I don't care. In 2002, in Germany, new legislation allowed prostitutes to advertise and to enter into formal labor contracts. It also opened the way for them, right, to
obtain
health insurance, and they also. They're saying the annual revenues are about 14 billion euros, which is 18 billion here, according to an estimate by the Verdi Services Union. And taxes
the
are
labor all, contracts of being a prostitute?
Hey, we couldn't use 18 billion extra dollars in our economy? How short are we in California?
Are you talking about prostitutes?
Right, prostitution.
Okay. I thought we were talking about weed. Okay.
No, we ain't got the weed left. But what I'm saying is, right. But
okay.
I mean, because remember, last month we talked about Nevada. The Nevada politicians voted
it
down.
It.
Yeah,
they
but they voted it down because the prostitutes wanted to do something like what they did here in Germany. And they wanted to be able to
labor
contract, right, and advertise, and then they can get health insurance and things of that nature.
You know, I'm thinking if they wanted to do a labor contract and they wanted to say, you know, we're not going to work so many hours or we can't charge so many hours or whatnot, prostitutes can, you know, really drag that on. I mean, if they don't want to come to a, you know, on my mind goes nothing.
Why not? Come to what?
Talking about labor contracts and, you know, say, prostitutes saying, oh, I don't want to work this many hours or I want overtime, you know, if I go over this many hours, you know, 40 hours a week. But then they kind of control, you know, if you think about it, they can kind of control their own hours.
The thing is that dude with that pinky ring that smacks the shit out of him.
Well, aren't you talking about a brothel?
Yeah.
That's
what, you think the brothel don't have pimps?
Well,
it's the pimp that runs
the brothel. I'm not saying all of them are like that. Maybe some of them will go into
Okay, there's the gorilla pimps, of course.
What's the gorilla? They're called gorilla pimps?
They're called gorilla pimps.
Why do they get the name gorilla pimps?
Because they just smack you. You know, gorillas are very controlling.
Oh. Okay. Gorillas are?
Yes. Okay. Gorillas are like lions. They have a whole, it's one alpha male, and then it's a bunch of females that are there for the...
Like a harem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, what's the next story?
Yeah, well,
we need to move this along,
Arnold Schwarzenegger, your governor, because I didn't vote for his ass.
I didn't vote for him either.
Yeah, sucker. He,
Peter James, you suck.
Yeah, Peter James sucks, too. He came out, of course, talking about prostitution. I mean, not prostitution, weed, and legalizing weed
mm-hmm.
as a way of bringing in some extra money.
Right, I remember that. He was
California.
Really sad with that, right. Oh, are we getting on the weed story now?
That was pretty much the weed part.
Oh, that's
and,
what? That's see, it?
Once again, I did cover. I came out. I said, we want to make some extra money. Weed, prostitution. Legalize it. Regulate it.
When did you say that?
Man, I said
how far back ago? That was when
man,
we were.
That was like 3 months ago.
Was it? That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That came.
I do remember.
I said,
okay.
Like, you know,
maybe you should run for office, dude. Well, dick for you know.
Dick for something.
I'm all for that. Dick for something. Dick you, dick there, dick everywhere. You said dick for something.
I'm just agreeing
with you.
I'm saying that, look, we talk about this financial crisis, and I mean, of course, we got this. Because
we're saying dick can solve anything. You know, I got to poke fun at your name. Just because, you know, so dick can solve anything.
Hey.
Dick for president, dick for, you know, governor,
hey.
Dick for mayor.
A vote for dick. Is
dick in the Senate.
For your future.
Dick in the politics. There we go.
You already know my slogan.
Dick's going to run. We got a running dick. So if you want to vote for Dick or you want Dick in your life, email him at dick@smoothiedrama.com. Dick want to be everywhere. Okay, so...
You're having a good time, Rich.
You picked the name Dick Hugger.
Right. So I was making a political statement when
so
I
am I.
My Dick Hugger.
My dick who wants to be in politics.
I can solve some problems out here.
Dick can solve
I
a lot
solve
of problems.
Problems.
Dick can solve stress. Dick can solve... But for those of you just tuning in, we do have a special guest this evening, Alyssa Juryad from the show Girlicious will be calling us at 9:30. We're going to take a small little break, and we will see you in a few seconds. So Alyssa Juryad, call in soon. Or you can ask questions, 646-929-2037. So we're looking forward to hearing from everybody out there asking her some questions. Hit the button there.
Together you got smooth
and we are back. Waiting for Alyssa to call. Dick here thinks I'm a sucker.
You are a sucker. I don't have to thank you. You are straight up.
Yeah, I'm poking fun at your name. You were the one that picked it. You had to have known people were going to be poking fun at your name. So.
There you go. Like I said, anybody want to know about my name, You can talk about it.
Remember, you can send in your questions to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com if you don't want to call in and be live on the air. But we do give you that option to call in and speak to Alyssa live on the air. We want to hear your voice out there. 646-929-2037.
All right.
So here we go.
Hello.
Hi, this is Elisa.
Elisa, that's how you say it. Okay, I'm going to say your name wrong.
Yeah.
You're saying my name all wrong. How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing very well.
Cool.
Just watching you guys. Cool. You guys are pretty crazy.
We try.
You got to catch us in a good mood.
I was laughing at you guys a lot.
I mean, you agree with the prostitution, right?
Something like that. Something like
no, do you agree about dick can solve all our problems?
no comment.
He wants to be in politics. You know,
I don't necessarily
we want dick in the White House.
Sure, why not?
Why not? See, there you go. She agreed with
it. Man, I don't even want to talk about it. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just got done watching The Big Loser.
Oh,
and that made me that made me cry a little bit.
Oh no,
cry?
Yes, because it was the end finale.
I was watching American Idol, and that show kind of made me cry, too.
Man,
did it?
Sucks.
I haven't been keeping up with that season.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh,
one of them just,
I'm sorry. Well, the guy, what was that song he was singing?
I don't know.
It's,
You Are So Beautiful.
You Are So
to me.
Beautiful.
Oh,
dude,
that's my song.
That's a hit.
Yeah, it's a nice song, except for when he sung it.
With his guitar.
I guess I have to check that out.
Speaking of singing, man, I was listening to some of your stuff. You all right? I was. That's what it means.
Steven, you all right?
Why? Thank you.
I'm giving them credit. I listened to it, and the Valentine song. I was like, loving my chest.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people say that they take my ballads and they use it in other ways. But, well, you know, like they like my ballads. So.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Watch out because it's over here.
It's sad. I've actually gotten that a lot. But I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, actually, you know, your style, it was... It took me back. I'm in racial rehab, so I ain't comparing you because y'all are of the same racial.
Choose your words carefully, Dick.
Y'all both white. I thought some of your style was like Tina Marie. I thought of that when I listened to you.
Did you ever like Tina Marie?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, that's a compliment then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he likes your stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Especially when he opened the Redman City.
So, I mean, I read about you. I mean, the fact that you graduated out of high school at like 15, you,
wow.
Yeah, I can use
I'm a very smart girl.
Yeah, obviously.
And I can sing and dance.
What? Musically, who are some of your influences?
Okay, well, I'm going to get a little crazy here because I have a lot, but yes, crazy because I'm very versatile when it comes to music. I love all music, and I really like the old souls. Like, I'm very into jazz and soul and neoclassical, but I'm really into, like, neo, and I really got into Carrie Hilson stuff lately. Loving that. India Arie. But this, don't fault me for this, but I really do love the Backstreet Boys.
The Backstreet Boys?
Don't laugh. Do not laugh. That's my guilty pleasure.
Hey, you know, I got, I will admit this on the air. I have Culture Club Greatest Hits in my car.
Oh, God.
What?
Hey, man.
Yes.
Culture Club.
I've loved
Culture
it since I was a kid.
Dude,
wow.
That was hot.
Culture Club.
I'm hardcore hip hop.
What genre of music is that?
What?
Culture Club. Right. Was that like.
That was just whatever.
I don't even know.
I was down with them because they was different. I like, but this ain't.
Do you even remember who? Do you know who Culture Club is? Because you're somewhat young, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about to be 22. I mean, I know the name, but I can't really put faces with it or a song with it. Stop laughing.
Right. No, I mean, because, you know, she was talking about Backstreet Boys, and I can.
Well, no, I do know a lot of old people, you know.
I'm trying to dance to Backstreet Boys, huh?
I couldn't tell you a song with my life.
Okay. All
right. Unless it was, did they do that song, I Can Love You Like That?
Backstreet Boys?
No, that's not them.
Well, see, very,
ooh, wow.
I'm about as close as I can get.
Dick needs to go back.
I'll let you listen to my CDs. You can have some Backstreet Boys CDs.
See, there you go. You ain't have to put that in there, dude.
Yeah.
Driving around San Diego looking all cool. Yeah. I'm rolling with Backstreet Boys.
So, I want to say, am I saying Elisa?
Elisa, yeah.
Elisa.
Okay.
Elisa.
What you got going right now?
Oh, man, I have so much going on. I'm actually doing a new movie right now, and that's in production with Universal. I can't really talk too much about it, but we did film some stuff for it last night, and it's amazing. Kind of almost like a dance flick movie, making fun of all the dance movies. It's really, really, really funny. And recording.
That's our rally.
Say it again?
You're in the movie Shaking It?
Yes, I'm in the movie Shaking It and going to do some acting as well. I also have a movie coming out called Fame, and that's September 25th, so you guys have to check that out.
Fame.
And I'm dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
From the series that used to be on the show, is that like a remake?
Well, they remade the actual movie that was from the 80s.
Right.
Okay.
Fame,
yeah.
Fame,
in the tight. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yes, he was the black dude on TV.
You remember the guy in the tight, not
hey.
The women in the Meg one. The guy in the tight.
Because Meg wants to be black.
Dude, you don't even remember the women in that show, and you talking about booty shaking, and you go and bring up the man in the tight. Okay, I'm fine.
But it's saying something, you know.
I got a
chance. So worry about you. Okay, yeah. So when is that coming out?
That's coming out September 25th through Lakeshore Entertainment. And I'm the kissing couple in the movie, and I'm dancing a little bit in the background. So go check that out.
Kissing couple?
I am the kissing couple.
The kissing couple.
You? Who are you kissing?
And that is good.
Honest truth?
Yeah.
It was the best kiss I ever had. No, it was the best kiss I ever had.
You ever had.
Did it lead to anything else?
Say what?
She what is getting your business. She wants to know.
Did it lead to anything else?
We dated for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Oh, you dated. Okay.
Yeah. Afterwards.
I'm not in that. Yes,
you are.
You're all animated over here. You should have seen what he was doing to my chair earlier. Shit. Damn, you know, he's crazy in the studio. Even though my studio
oh, man.
Bunch, you know.
Yeah.
He was getting animated over here.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, the kids.
She said
is...
she was kissed and then they dated. She didn't say that he was kissed. What was that whole other thing that you just did?
That's a hell of a kiss.
That's okay. That, you know, I kiss and date.
Nina,
and I'm not going to talk about anything in between, but I kiss and date. For anyone listening to the show, we're talking to Elisa.
Mm-hmm.
Juliet from the show Girlicious, also from the movie Fame. If you have any questions for her, please give us a call at
646-929-2037.
And you can also send us an email at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
So, but we're going to keep on talking to you, and cause, you know, you seem to be real spunky. We like spunky people on the show. So,
I am.
Oh, well, yeah, see, there you go. So, you're currently single, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm not talking about nobody's name. I'll just ask you. Why not? Should I ask?
It's complicated. Yes, I am single. Like, my heart is taken, but I am single. I'm married to my music. There you go.
Insensitive and shit.
So,
my boyfriend is my music.
That's okay. That's all right. My boyfriend is my computer.
I like that. That works.
I said it
on the air. My boyfriend is my computer.
All right. Y'all both lying, but it's all good. So, are you working on a second album right now?
It's kind of like a first album. I already did my first album, but we're not going to release that until we kind of get the sound that we're going for. And then what I have for my quote-unquote first album will be kind of like a deluxe version, a special treat to my fans. So, yes, right now I'm recording with a million different producers and writing for a bunch of different artists, just really getting my stuff out there, getting that deal back.
Can you say?
I can't say right now, but I've been working with some really cool producers. I'll shout out to them. We got Drama, which is Drama Beats from the Fantasy Factory on MTV, and Ruwanga Samus, Mac McKinney, who wrote Damage and a bunch of Neo tracks. About to work with St. John from Universal Motown, Next Life. Just a bunch of different producers, and I'm really, really excited about the projects I'm working on. So, yeah.
Okay, so... So who are some of the people that you work with that are cool, and then who are some of the people that...
Now, why are you getting up in her business? You want her to say that on the air?
Yes.
I'm
a very honest person. I answer the questions. In an honest way, I really do get along with everybody. There's not really one person that I particularly, like, dislike. I really don't hate anybody. So... I don't really know if that answered your question too well, but I don't know. I'm a fun, goofy girl. I get along with everybody.
There is not one person that you don't get along
well,
with.
Well, who was the person that you had the most that we wouldn't have guessed that would be fun?
Somebody that we wouldn't guess would be fun, but you, would say is fun.
Really celebrity people. I mean, all the celebrities I kind of work around are good friends of mine and such. It's more along the lines of people I work on set with that are just like, you know, just actors on set and such. I don't know. Girls in general. There you go.
You
know, girls.
On the show Girlicious, was there a question that you wanted to ask us? Were there like cat fights on set?
Yes. 24/7, and it was all real. That's the great part about it. But I really...
Oh, you just got dick hugged up. Perk up.
I'm always... But there's no video. See, y'all, we need some hidden cameras or something. What was some of the stuff that was going on that didn't get put on TV?
One thing that didn't get put on TV, which really kind of upset me, it wasn't like anything catty or anything, but I was playing a song on the piano, and it's one of my songs that's coming out pretty soon. It's called I'm Sorry, and it's a really big fan favorite. I really love that song. I was playing it, and one of the girls, who's an incredible dancer, started dancing to it, just started freestyling to it, and it was so beautiful. And then all the girls from the show were around the piano just listening, and I don't know, it was like a really... very, very special moment for all of us, and they decided not to air it. And that kind of pissed me off.
Did they say why?
They were hating on you.
No, they just, I don't know. I mean, I was perceived throughout the show very, very well. You know, I was perceived exactly how I wanted to be. So I really didn't, it didn't bother me too much, but it was just such a pretty moment that I wish that they had played it. But there was so much footage throughout the whole entire season. They should make a brand new show with all the footage. So at this point, it's whatever, but I would like to get my hands on it if I could.
Would you do it all over again?
Yeah, because I don't regret anything. I would definitely do it all over. I would do something different, but yeah, I would do it all over for sure.
Did you make, you know, some really good friends on the show that you still keep in touch with now?
Oh, yeah. I keep in touch with all the girls, actually, surprisingly.
Oh, really?
Considering how bad the show was in the girl aspect of it, I keep in touch with all of them, some more than others. But, yeah, we're all pretty close now.
So what made you think that it was bad from the girl aspect? I'm a guy, I guess I don't understand the girl aspect.
In general, I don't really like to put myself in a position where there's a lot of girls around, because to me, girls are very catty. And being on the show,
thank you very much. Oh, thank you.
You know,
for
and
on
it's
air
true.
And
it's true.
Thank
it's
you.
True, and it doesn't change. The older I get, the more I realize how much more catty these girls get.
Thank you.
Thank especially you. Right now in my life. But in the up advantage to it, you know, you put yourself in a situation on the show where you have to be very focused and driven and trying to do what you want to do and getting to the end result. And, you know, it was a competition show, so girls were very competitive and trying to step all over you and hurt you in any way that they could. But I kind of stayed away from that, and I think they showed that really well on the show, that I didn't get in the fights. I didn't get in all the drama, because it's not who I am. Like, I just wanted to be focused and get to the end result. So girls in general, it's just, girls are bitchy. Flat out.
Thank you. Yes. Teddy, Teddy,
Teddy.
That is exactly why all my friends are guys and gay boys.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I got two girlfriends. One,
yeah. I have a good set of girlfriends that I put myself around. Like, I love my roommate and I love my best friend, and I love a few other ones and my sisters, of course, but man, girls in general, I'm gonna stay away from that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm remembering that you were singing for Radio Disney, and what did you do for the Miami Dolphins?
Oh, Miami Dolphins. I actually sang at their Christmas Eve game. I opened the show with God Bless America in front of 75,000 people, and that was a pretty incredible moment.
Can you sing a little bit right now?
Sure. I would love to. Say it again.
If you want.
Sing whatever I want?
Sing whatever you want.
Okay, cool. I'm going to sing one of my originals. This is called Pearl, and I'll sing the chorus for you. This is in production right now, so it'll be mixed pretty soon. It'll be out. So keep a lookout for it. It's called Pearl, and here's the chorus. Everything I see reminds me of your face. Gotta take the time to recognize no one takes your place. If time is on our side, there's nothing left to hide. Just give me a reason to believe. Ooh, I was your pearl. So yeah, that's my chorus to my song,
did
Pearl.
Did you write that?
I did. I write my music, so that's one of my favorite songs that I've written so far.
How long did it take you to write that?
3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, that one was a very special song that I wrote. Very
that
heartfelt
special
song. It was about the boy that I kissed in the movie.
Oh, look at that.
He was putting it down like that.
Full circle, man. Full circle. You guys are crazy.
What?
Y'all get into it, man. You guys get
into it.
I know that.
She was putting it down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but
it wasn't in that direction at all.
Let me clarify.
You know what?
Let me clarify. Putting it down is not always about sexual. He could be putting down his sensual. He could be putting down his platonic love for her.
Platonic love? Don't you think they'd still be together? Platonic love. Damn.
How you know that?
Okay, well, she said that they dated for a little while. It's over, right? Complicated,
right?
Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah. It's over. No, it's over. It's over for right now.
It's
over for right now?
Well, damn, if he was such a good kisser, should I go back to
him? Hey, no comment.
Mm-hmm.
I am scratching my head right now. Oh, my God.
This conversation could go anywhere.
It really can. I'm shaking my head so bad right now.
Well, I read your story, you know, and you one that you were smart and graduated from high school at 15, and also, you know, you having a heart problem. I immediately sympathized with that because I remember my fifth grade year, one of my classmates actually had a heart attack in class.
Ooh.
Wow.
And thought about that, you know, and it was like to see that you had the heart problems, but you never let that stop you, and you're going on to do bigger and better things, and you're trying to make it happen for yourself. It's like you're a role model inspiration to people out there who have problems, and I commend you for that.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
Wow. You went back to fifth grade.
Remember
back that far?
Yeah, I can remember back that far.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. We found our Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Found our Mardi Gras party.
What?
That's crazy.
Well,
I was thinking about that earlier today.
Dang, in fifth grade, you're having a Mardi Gras party. Where are you from?
Originally from New York and then Florida.
Mm.
Oh, what part of Florida? Oh.
Mm.
Why are you saying
Well, Florida is unusually filled with...
He don't like anybody from Florida.
It's not.
Oh, but you like me, so hush.
I'm just saying that Florida, there's a lot of things that go on in Florida that are...
You're Floridian.
Amen. That's why I live in L.A.
I need to get out of Florida.
I did. Like, I love Florida for my family and my friends, and, you know, I lived there all my life. But, and I mean a very big but, I can never be back there again. Like, L.A. and New York is where it's at for me, and the only reason why I go back to Florida is to... Why what?
Why not Florida?
I mean, career-wise, there's nothing there for me, and I don't know, I just, this is my hometown, so I'm not trying to down the people in Florida, you know, for all you guys listening in Florida, but to me, it's just a very fake town. It's all plastic, and it's all about Miami this and Miami that, and yeah, it's beautiful and whatever, but that's all it is. It's just beaches in Miami, and there's nothing to do there. Like, I don't feel like it's a place where you can grow. It's not fast-paced. It's where you go when you're retired, you know, when you want to settle down and have your family and you want to just chill for a minute. Florida, man, I don't know. It brought me up, but could never go back.
Every story he has about Floridians is somehow about their ignorance or somebody.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No, but it's true, though.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, it was like there was a story last month about the people who are upset that that there's a giant crocodile and they live on the swamp.
But you could hell away from the swamp.
I'm saying that, hey.
No, there's, you know, there's some, there are definitely some crazy animals in Florida. Like, I remember this one time, there's this thing called a skink, and don't get that confused. It's called a skink. It's half lizard, half snake, and it ran into my house. So it has, like, a lizard head, but then a snake body, if you can imagine
right.
that. And they're, right, and they're really, really poisonous. And that little thing ran through my house, like, crazy, crazy stuff. And there's scorpions there. Like, I once got stung by a scorpion in Florida.
They got scorpions in Florida?
Yes. Yes, because I lived in a very wood. Say it again?
He's freaking out at the scorpions.
Well,
yeah,
you
like.
You said a stink?
A skink.
A skink?
A skink.
Oh, I got it, because I got to look this shit up. Like,
oh, no.
No, it's freaky. It's freaky. It's half lizard, half snake. And then, I don't know, they just have crazy things. There are iguanas running everywhere. And...
Well,
Have you ever heard of anybody dying from being bitten from one of those?
From a scorpion or a skink?
Skink.
No, well, they're not poisonous to people. They're poisonous to animals. So if an animal bites it, like, they're gone, I guess. I haven't heard any stories. I know that my cat was trying to go after it, but when we called the vet, they were like, you better get her away from it. So.
Poor cat.
I don't know.
And you spell it out like a rat or something, and then that thing bites it, and, you know, wow. That,
yeah.
Yeah, Dick okay. over here freaking out.
I'm not the snake, so that's another reason why I did the whole South, you know, from New Orleans. No, I'm not hanging out in no swamp area. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, swamp with the was it alligator, crocodile, what? Alligator?
Well,
people,
it's crocodile. You know, I mean, but I'm not trying to diss Florida. It's just y'all just come up in the news a lot. That's
okay. Okay.
That was it.
And almost every show, you got something about people in Florida.
All right, so we gonna get off your hometown. Who are some of your favorite people to work with, man?
Oh man, I love everybody that I work with.
But
your favorite?
Who? I'm seeing that you work with Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes. So, are they, well, I guess that was kind of one of the questions I asked earlier, was they, how were they, but I don't,
what?
No, I was just saying, were they, I mean, you know, when you're hanging out in those circles, are those individuals, are they fake, or are they, like, genuine?
Genuine. No, everybody that I work with is really, really cool, like really down to earth, not LA celebrity, this is who I am. Everybody's just real people. We don't look at it like, oh, celebrities at all. Some of my closest friends are like Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, that's my girl. I love her. And
I love the name.
You love the name Nicole?
No, Pussycat.
Oh, Pussy. You would like the name Pussycat. With a name like yours, you would like something like that.
Yeah, Dick for president.
That's a good name.
Dick for president.
Hey, but my name, I'm making a political statement with my name. So
Dick want to solve your problems. There you go. Let's just put that name slogan.
No.
Dick can solve your problems.
No. Now you heard. I was talking about Kenya and the women did the nationwide boycott, no sex, to stop the violence.
For 7 days.
Now, do you think that is a good cause?
Yes. Actually, listen to this. I got a text a few days ago, and it was something about, like, sex and the swine flu, and I thought it was really, really intelligent. Let me try and find this on my other phone. But it was something like... Here it goes. Epiphany. 90 people catch the swine flu and everybody wants to wear a mask. 90 million people have AIDS and no one wants to wear a condom. Go figure. That is some real stuff right there.
That's some real shit. That, yeah.
I'm just saying. If you're talking about sex and you're talking about things like that, be smart about it. Do not give your body up. Woman especially, respect yourself all the time. Wear a condom. Protect yourself if you're going to do that at all. So, yes, 7 days without it, let's go.
Okay. There you go. There's your hand. There you are.
Somebody wants to know what part of Florida you're from.
West Palm Beach. Holla, 561.
Shout out to our people.
Big 561.
561-954, Fort Lauderdale, all that. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
All right, now, am I to understand that you have, like, a foundation?
I do. Oh, this is great. My foundation is called the Elisa Jeriad Foundation Colorblind. It has 6 different branches, but right now I'm working on 3 of them. And my main focus right now is to stop racism in the world, stop people from hating on people's sexual preference, religion, race, color, anything like that, just to stop racism in the world. And then my second branch is to help homeless people get on their feet again, feed them, find them shelter, help them find jobs, and just really better themselves, get them back out there again. And then the third branch is to help abused families, women, and children. So really, really great cause. You guys have to check it out. Please help support it.
Where can we send our listeners to look at that or check that out?
Right now the website is under construction, but you can go on my MySpace for that, and it's myspace.com/IJFoundationColorblind. All one word.
Very cool. IJ Foundation Colorblind on MySpace.
Yeah.
And can people donate, or is it what can we do to help?
Right now, just friend request it, and all the information will be up to support the foundation, how you can volunteer and how you can donate money and all that stuff very, very soon. It's still in the very beginning stages, but we do have T-shirts and sweaters and all that being made right now, and we promote our slogan, which is True Love is Colorblind, because it is. And you guys, if you guys want those, you can buy those as well. They are on the website. On the MySpace page, you can see some pictures of them, and support it that way, but as long as you friend request it, you'll start getting the updates of how you can help support it and volunteer as well.
Yeah, well, I friend requested it. I saw that you had a foundation, and you know, I had read up on it, and I wanted you to expound on that, because I think more young people should be made aware that you don't have to just settle for this BS that's going on out here. I don't know where we got this thug and total thug thing. I don't even know what the hell that is. You know,
we just all need to come together as one.
Huh?
We just all need to come together as one.
Yeah.
You know, we're fighting in this world together. So,
you planning any events, whatnot, in the near future?
For the foundation?
For your foundation.
For the foundation, we're going to get it up and rolling, and then there definitely will be a lot of events going around speaking. I'm going to start promoting it at more and more events that I do musically. And then I just started getting involved with the American Heart Association, and I believe I'll be speaking at their event in Orange County on June 11th. So
okay.
I'll confirm that actually tomorrow. But if that goes through, I'll definitely be promoting Colorblind and getting it more out there, because I really,
you know, we'd like to help promote that, you know, once everything
it.
Is up and running. We'll
yeah,
definitely
keep you in touch.
Informed. Also, somebody wants to know, what do you think about the Miss America pageant controversy?
If there was a controversy?
I know.
I think we just need to let people live their damn life. I'm so tired of everybody getting in everybody's life. It's like, you know, people don't let people live their lives. Everybody has to be involved somehow. You know, I'm at fault for that, too. Like, I'm a very nosy person. I admit to that. But let people be themselves. Stop
mm-hmm.
trying to know everything about everybody. And, I mean, it's whatever. Let her do her thing.
Yeah, I heard what she said, and I was like, what's she say? it's like, okay.
I know.
She said, yeah, I believe that marriage is a man and a woman.
That's her opinion.
Opinion.
Let her have her
Let
opinion. And, you know, I don't think anyone should censor her for that. Everyone has an opinion. They may not be right. They may not be wrong. But let them speak their opinion.
Yeah, and you can't fault anybody for their opinions, ever.
Right. And so what? She said it at a pageant. So I'm sure there are people in the audience or people watching that felt the same way she did. But then, you know, of course, they want to take the negative side and say that she was, you know, out her damn mind. And what were they talking about, taking away her crown?
They still are debating about it right now.
Whatever.
No, but that's like saying Obama's out of his damn mind for trying to run for president. Like, people are trying to make change. People are trying to do whatever they want to do. Let her be herself. If that's her opinion, great.
That's why we let Vic be Vic, you know?
Well, that's a different story.
I gotta be about Dick. Well, right. You don't want to go there with me, but okay. We'll let that one go. So, you know. But we are running over our time. We want to thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I had a lot of fun.
Keep us informed on, you know, what you're doing as far as the whole movie thing. Even though you couldn't talk about it on the show, we'd like to hear more when you can talk about it.
Of course.
You want to kick it?
Open invitation to be on the show anytime you like. You can talk about your foundation. You know, promote your events. Promote anything about the foundation, because we want to help you out there. Everybody, add her to your friends list on MySpace.
My official music MySpace is myspace.com/Elisa Juried, which is ILISAJURIV. Follow me on Twitter and all that.
The foundation page is?
The foundation is myspace.com/IJFoundationColorblind.
Cool. Now, if anybody wants to send in any more topics or would like to get in touch with her, you can send them into Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com, and we'll make sure that she receives all your requests, questions, comments about the show. It was a pleasure having you on the show, and I'm glad that, you know, we didn't overstep our boundary.
No, you are good. Thank you guys so much for having me. I had fun.
Cool.
And one of our bloggers wants to say that they think that you have a great heart for helping others with the power that you have. If you got a superpower, you want to reveal it?
He's all into the superhero thing. Alpha nerd over here.
Yeah. You know, the Comic-Con is going to be in July. You should come down there and talk about your foundation. Bring some awareness to that foundation there. It's like it's the biggest thing in Southern California.
I will definitely be there.
It's the third week in July. I believe it starts July 23rd, 24th. And there's a lot of people that are just walking around, celebrities and whatnot. It's over 100,000 people over that week.
You should come down.
And you should definitely hype your foundation and stuff there.
Cool. Yeah, just remind me, and I'll definitely be there.
Well, we'll definitely, promote it on the show, and because we like to do good things, even though we have some crazy shit on the show. But
crazy stuff. Oh, that's reality.
We have some pretty crazy talk.
Hey, Flavor Flav said the realest thing ever.
Oh no.
You can't stop reality from being real.
Right.
That's true.
And that's what we are. We are real. We are very real, very down to earth. No topic is off limits. But thank you. We'll definitely be in touch to find out about future events. And to all our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Send in your topics to Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. Don't forget, you can win 3 pairs of wearable shoe trees by texting the word
Smooth Drama to the number 41411 from your mobile device.
And on that note,
Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you on Thursday night. We may have a special guest on Thursday night.
Yes.
Again.
Nick Tucker will be traveling.
Yeah, he'll be traveling. So, but thank you, Alyssa. Thank you.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Alyssa, excuse me.
Thank you.
I
want the tickets. Can we hang out?
Of course.
I will check you and wear the old and everything.
He'll wear his kitty support. You can come down here when he has to run naked through the streets of San Diego.
Oh, gosh. I'll be in San Diego very shortly then.
Hey, I've been working on my abs, man.
He got that 2.5 pound now.
I got at least 3.
2.5.
Oh, man.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning
good
in.
Good night.
Have a good evening.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.